Good Doc is here because we want to talk about, obviously, COVID. 25 days, did you say, Kylie?
Yeah, 25 days across Victoria, COVID-free, as far as no cases recorded. That's pretty extraordinary, isn't it?
That is fantastic.
Compared to where we were, because we were in a big danger zone, weren't we?
Yeah, and it could have gone either way, but I think due to, you know, people doing what they were supposed to do and we're all putting in, it's come out on the other side.
What do you think, though, now? Do you think that we are relaxing a little bit too much too quickly?
I think people are still aware of the inherent dangers. You know, the numbers are only as good as what we were about a week ago. So we don't really have a snapshot of where we are right now. But it's encouraging. You know, 25 days, the chances of things getting worse acutely are minimal. But if we keep doing what we're supposed to do at any given time, it could just explode. It's still quite rampant overseas. It doesn't take much for that to come over here and spread if we don't do what we're supposed to do.
Get the concern when you see the stuff overseas or even in, you know, say St Kilda Beach where there's a heap of people and you go, oh, as a doctor, you go, oh, my guys, take it easy.
I think as a general, you know, person of the person in the general population, you get concerned about that.
Yeah.
I mean, St Kilda Beach sort of antics are just ridiculous. We're all sort of watching that and going, you know, why are these people doing it? But the people are doing it.
Mm. I found, particularly around Bendigo, that since we have had, well, the last lot of restrictions ease on, not Sunday, but the ones before, that you'd go to places that would have beforehand had the contact tracing, you know, write down your name and your phone number, and now they're not doing it. And now that worries me.
Yeah, places I've been still are doing it. So
I thought they were meant to do it.
Yeah.
Well, they are meant to do it.
They are,
yes. Okay. But look, I can honestly say there's been about three places in Bendigo that I have been in the last fortnight where they were once doing it and now they're not. Yeah. Or they're not as strict on it either.
They should be. So I think that's more of an issue with those places rather than in general. But certainly you should be doing that. This is not over by any means. Like I said, within the space of a couple of weeks, things can go absolutely crazy. And so people just need to, look, it's great we don't have to wear masks all the time, but I certainly will wear it if I'm within 1.5 metres of people. We've got nice distancing.
Yeah, we have.
Yes, we have.
But look, and at work, obviously, I'll still be wearing it because it's not so much the COVID rules. It's also I want to protect myself still and I want to protect my family again.
Yeah, that's right. And you're in the firing line too, like a lot of medical people are. It's a concern. Hey, come back shortly. Just on the mask thing, you think it's a good idea that the things change before we go to the song?
Yes.
You know, you think it's a good thing? So,
as in, like, the protocols are changing.
Get rid of the bloody thing for a minute.
Look, we need to live a life. Mm. So, you know, that's a good compromise at this point in time.
Yeah, fair enough.
I've got a couple of questions for you a couple of minutes. So please stick around, Dr. Sharma.
Very concerned. Coggo and Kylie are up in Lily Street, Golden Square, and joined by Doc Sharma, Don Street Medical Centre. Doc, I'm going to throw this at you. Or, Kylie, actually, I'll start with you. With the rules being changed, does that mean if you can have 100 in a
COVID
pub or whatever?
Yeah.
COVID rules, sorry. Does that mean that they have to be seated? Or does it mean 100 inside, 200 outside? I don't know. Do you guys know this?
I don't know whether they have to be seated or not,
Cole.
It's a really
good
question.
Yeah, inside they have to be seated.
Do they? Okay. Yep. Wow. Again, I mean, you know, I wasn't sure whether these things had changed.
You'd want to be seated if you're going for a meal.
Yeah, so it's not to encourage people to just be mingling too much up, you know, with
alcohol. This is coming from a lady that stands up to do a radio show. Anyway, you go because you've got some questions.
Yeah, look, I just wanted to ask you in regards to the vaccine. Now, there's been a lot of talk. Nearly every day some countries come up with a vaccine. We had a really good one last week from Pfizer. They had one on the table. But now Oxford University, as of yesterday, they're saying that there's a vaccine, that it should be available here in Australia in March. Melbourne apparently have put their hand up for 30 million parts. Or
just a 30, spare 30 mil?
Yeah, 30 million, what do you call them? Pieces of the vaccine. Unit, that'll do. And they're saying that it could be, with one injection, 70% effective, with two injections, 90% effective.
Yes.
But my question to you is, should, if this is all right and real,
longest question in the world, anyway.
Should this be compulsory, do you think, personally?
Well, for any vaccine to be effective, you have to have a large proportion of the population being vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'd like 94, 95% to get herd immunity. So it's imperative that most people do it, or nearly everyone does. Mm. That's a bit of a contentious issue. Should we take the liberties away from people in terms of decision-making to actually have something? And I think that kind of crosses the line. But, you know, there's going to be certain situations, healthcare workers, et cetera, who should have it because they are they're in contact with vulnerable people and they should have it. And I think as a healthcare worker, we'd all gladly agree. It's when you're talking about everyone, and that becomes a bit of a debatable issue. You can't force someone to do something, certainly if they're going to endanger other people, you can mandate it to a degree.
It's like what we were talking about earlier, Cogs, with Qantas, the boss of Qantas, CEO, saying that they're looking at overseas travel. It's going to be compulsory to have the vaccination.
Yeah, I'm really worried about overseas travel. I mean, out of Australia's doing great, really, really good. Mm. Now, if you look at the worldometer sort of curves, you look at all the other countries, they're still going up. Their trajectory is really quite high.
Yeah,
you look at Australia, it's kind of flat.
I know.
And it looks really, really good compared to everyone else. Mm. If we start to open our borders, that's a really kind of risky move until we're all kind of adequately vaccinated. So, look, that's probably the last thing that will happen. And by that time, I don't know how important that sort of directive will be, because I think by the time they open up the borders, COVID should be fairly under control.
You would hope so.
Dr. Sharma, Don Street Medical Center on Triple M. Two things. First of all, how do we fix this lady's voice? And secondly, and this is a universal question, tough one for you, but we seem to be pushing through with the COVID, the stuff that everybody's having a crack, all the big companies.
Yeah.
Why the hell isn't there a cure for cancer that quick?
Yeah, it's a very good question.
We're fighting to get COVID out there. Cancer's worse than COVID, trust me.
Cancer has many umbrellas.
Mm. Yeah, right, okay.
Just a lot of tentacles.
I'm sure people are probably thinking that.
Yeah. Just a quick one before we let you go, Dr. Sharma. Do you think that we, people in Bendigo, people right across Victoria and Australia, are being a little bit too relaxed now because of the easing as far as kissing and hugging? I'm seeing a bit of it.
Well, you've tried it on me. You
have not.
Run so far.
I wouldn't even want to be paid millions to hug you.
Bloody dirty
lady. I'm not handshaking, hugging is out. The kissing, that's another level.
Yeah.
But that's going too far. We've still got to do our basic sort of distancing.
Yeah.
Because things are slightly relaxed doesn't mean we can go the full hog. So certainly be aware that the 1.5 still applies. The masks still apply when 1.5 can't be attained. When you're outside in the open, you can take your mask off. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean automatically you can start hugging people. So, you're right.
Yeah, okay.
Good thing. Thanks, Doc Sharma. Don't Street Medical Center. Let's see if he's any good with the phone number. He's good with his medical gear, but what's the phone number, please, sir?
54001122.
Oh, you
pay
top
someone
of the
at Telstra for that? That is a great number.
I had a contact.
Of course you did. Thanks, Doc. Back in a minute at Triple M.